the Swamp Talk. Should we play our new intro song? Somebody sent us an intro song for Swamp Talk.
Look, if it inspires more people to write songs, jingles for us, then I'm all about it.
Okay, we'll play it. That could be fun. All right, this week we saw the culmination of what we've been following now for months, actually for years, because they've been working over on the Senate side, well, in the House as well, Republicans in the General Assembly, pushing for some type of measure they could claim to be theirs in an abortion bill, and we saw that come to fruition, at least in the Senate this week.
So, yeah, it passed pretty easily. And it's expected to pass very easily in the House, and then it's expected to get the governor's signature. The fetal heartbeat bill, in my estimation, though, has been severely weakened by people like Tom Davis, who pushed very hard, said he would not go along with it if they weren't able to put in the exceptions for rape and incest, which is something that everybody wants to make sure is covered whenever you talk about these bills. Well, don't be so extreme that you're not going to have, you know, exceptions for rape and incest. And the thing that I would point out to anybody who's pushing that is if you are raped or the victim of incest, one of the first things that you would do when you talk to the authorities is you would then take the morning after pill. So that shouldn't even be a concern. And for people who are lying to you and saying that most women don't recognize that they're pregnant within the first 6 weeks of a pregnancy, that's bogus. Over 87% of women say that they know within the first 6 weeks. And the reason they know is because after 4 weeks, they've missed a period.
Now, to be clear, usually on the Jonathan and Kelly Show, we'll give you the news of the day or the news of the week, and we always have a smile to go with it. We try to get delivered in such a way that we all...
Oh, I got jokes about this one coming up.
Okay, well, I knew that you would, and that's why I wanted to bring this up now. Certainly, when you start talking about abortion, now you've reached deep into personal feelings for a lot of people. And some of them, in fact, and it was displayed this week on the Senate floor. No one there, and nobody, I guess, in South Carolina, period. Knew that Senator Mia McLeod is, in fact, a rape victim. She disclaimed that and explained her feelings in an impassioned speech I did not hear. But I have no doubt that she is a victim of rape, and I understand that that brings up a set of emotions that I can't fully comprehend. But there is a certain loophole that when you build in the scenario Kelly mentioned a few minutes ago, the two of them for rape and incest, but also for the availability for a doctor to declare the viability of the fetus. Now, you've created some gigantic loopholes inside this law, which pretty much brings it up to what it's been for a long time now for the Republicans, which seem to be a bunch of grandstanding.
Well, because if you're saying, well, what about rape and incest? Well, how does that weaken the bill? Because any woman who wants an abortion now recognizes that the only loophole I have to jump through, the only lie I would have to tell is just say, oh, I was raped. Once you say that, then you can get the abortion. And it could be at 7 months you can get the abortion. So you've incentivized somebody to lie. And if you're looking at it from a Christian perspective, or let's not even put that on there, because I know that there's some religious arguments being made in here, that the only reason I saw one of the senators, a Republican, saying that this is the fire and brimstone, and so you're making the Christian overtones. I think that because I can come from the perspective of somebody who was not a Christian until I was 36 years old. I've been a conservative my entire life, and I was against abortion. Clearly, I was against abortion because I had a child out of wedlock, and it was we'll call it a huge inconvenience to have a child in my mid-20s. It would have been far easier for me to just go along and say, well, let's just get the abortion. I'll pay for it. Was it a couple hundred bucks? Let's get that done. Take care of it. I was against it. I was very against it. I was very vocal in my support of her having the child. And the reason was because I recognized, just as a human being, there's something coming alive in there. We're not gonna stop that. Don't stop it. So I don't think you have to be a Christian to be anti-abortion or pro-life.
And that's one of the reasons I wanted to mention, and certainly we certainly do understand that whenever you bring this topic up, it becomes very personal very quick. And one of the things that Mia McLeod spoke of is that in order to be able to claim that it was a rape, and that's why you had to have an abortion, that's why you're going to appeal to have the abortion, is that you automatically have to have already registered that with the police. And she goes on to say that most of the sheriff's department, most of the sheriffs in South Carolina are men. Now, I'm not sure that if you go to the sheriff's department, you have to speak to the sheriff every time. I think they have people on staff, and I'm pretty sure they have a victims advocacy group that where women actually handle this conversation with women who were victims of a crime. So I'm not sure exactly how all that argument plays out in this, but I understand a lot of those emotions come into this as well.
All right, now to the comedy portion of the show.
Yes.
Bright Matthews is not Bright.
That's her last name.
Bright.
Her first name is
Senator Margie Bright Matthews,
there
Democrat Colleton. Or she says Republicans are not bright. She's saying we're not bright because we don't recognize, quote, you cannot force birth. It will not work. What? We can't we're not trying to force a birth. We're not trying to force anybody to get pregnant. We're not trying to force anyone to have a baby. We're saying that if you are pregnant and you have the baby inside of you, it's coming out.
At some point.
Now, the question becomes, is it coming out alive or dead? You want them to be able to come out dead. That's the difference. But she goes on to say, in her, this is her estimation, where's that great line from Mrs. Bright.
While you look at that,
this is not a pro-life bill.
Yeah.
This is a pro-birth bill. Excuse me? Are you just playing word games with me? Are you trying to gaslight me?
I think she was criticizing the other senators because they did not hear from doctors and OBGYNs and those kind of things. So you're not really for life. You're for birth. I can't do it.
She's not bright.
I have no idea what the hell she's talking about there. All right, so we'll pick up here, I guess, when the House picks it up next week.
Well,
they can explain that to us.
I also want to point out that the state newspaper says that the women, there's five female lawmakers. First off, they were not happy with that. I don't have the exact line that they used, but they said, you know, like severely overwhelmed female minority of lawmakers, only five there, were very outspoken against it. That's not true. Three women were against it.
They were outspoken, all five. Only three outspoken against it.
Two were for it.
Yes.
So don't try to imply, as some of these people did, that if you have a penis, said one of them, then you shouldn't have an opinion on this. I would point out that half of the babies being aborted have penises, and they would like to have an opinion. But I would also point out that you're representing a party where you have some of the people in your party that have penises believe that they're women. So let's not try to get into the whose truth is what.
Okay, we can let all that sit and see if the House can help us here with the definition of pro-birth versus pro-life.
Yeah.
That will be interesting. And we'll divide them up by penises over there, too.
I would say pro-birth is the first step of being pro-life. How's that? You can't be alive if you don't have a birth.
South Carolina's economy here, not only for Columbia, but also Lexington and Kershaw County. This is talking about the Midlands in particular. Dr. Joey Von Nessen from the University of South Carolina.